It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Let's dive into our trending report. I do want to tell you guys that only 50 days left in 2024.
That's crazy.
50 days left, and we'll wrap this year up.
I mean, it just, I know we say it every year that it goes by so quick, but this year really just like a jet.
It zipped.
Next year's going to be my year. Next year.
It's 2025.
That's what I'm going to really buckle down.
The 30th time I'll be saying that. But.
Yeah, so anyway, 50 days left. What's going on locally in trending, Katie?
Yeah, we've actually got this story coming out of DIA, which is kind of crazy. You can head to our Instagram. It's at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and we've got a picture of a flight that flew into DIA from Detroit, and something happened.
Something happened
in the air. Like, they don't know exactly what happened. They haven't confirmed anything exactly, but you can see the picture of it again on our Instagram and our stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. And Josh,
oh,
if you
my
just look,
gosh.
Yeah,
it's like somebody punched the nose of the airplane.
He broke his nose.
It. Like, I don't know if it hit a bird,
it hit Superman,
or what happened up in the big sky up there, but something happened.
Thump.
They're getting down to the bottom of it. I guess it was from two. Salt Lake City from Denver. Oh, no. That flight was delayed because of it. So this flight was coming from Detroit and landed at the DIA. Hmm. And yeah, it's just crazy even looking at it. Like, how does that happen to a plane?
That high.
It could just be structural damage. Like, the integrity of the plane was already compromised. And so the wind speed, because planes go fast.
Look at
flash.
You, engineer
he
over here.
So smart.
The structural integrity.
It could have just almost imploded on itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have.
You're going 400 miles an hour up there.
It was a goose.
Or it hit Superman.
Huh.
Like, that's
goose.
Who we're going with.
It was a goose.
Did you hear about that plane that they had to land too because it got shot up in Haiti?
Spirit Airlines.
There were bullet holes going all through the plane.
What
people
shot
were shooting,
at it?
Well, people were
a
shooting
goose.
At it.
It was a goose.
Superman.
But they had to make an early landing too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. What's going on up there?
I like to
What
drive.
Is going on up there? My yeah. goodness.
I'll take the train.
Yeah. All right. And then this next one. This is coming out of Castle Rock. And this story, the first time I saw it, I was like, what do you mean Nintendo is suing a Castle Rock man for $7 million? That seems crazy, right? But the more I read into it, I was like, well, this guy kind of deserves it, honestly. His name is Jesse Keegan, and he has been illegally streaming Nintendo games for quite some time now. And Nintendo's tried to come to him and say, hey, see you're doing this. We'd like you to stop. And this guy's been kind of a jerk about it. Oh, I
you like that?
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if I can focus now. Now I just want
to
play
it.
The game.
Just try to focus.
I know. All right. Focus. But here's the thing. So they reached out to him and they're like, we're going to hit you with this lawsuit, $150,000 per violation if you don't clean up your act, right? We don't want you streaming our unreleased games on YouTube.
Nerd.
What are you doing? This guy, Jesse, says, I have 1,000 burner channels. We can do this all day. That's what he said.
He's just
to Nintendo.
Asking to be sued.
That's what I said. He's just asking for it.
You don't go up against Nintendo.
Yes. So now Nintendo
is Donkey Kong your arse.
They're forced to do this. That's what they say. So currently they filed something in court where they're suing him for $7 million. And so hopefully Jesse gets the message.
Jesse.
Yeah, and just hangs it up.
He looks kind of nerdy.
Does look nerdy.
Would you rather Donkey Kong or Diddy Kong?
Yeah, right.
Probably Donkey.
Oh, gosh.
I bet you his girlfriend is so mad at him.
He doesn't have a girlfriend. Come on.
I don't think he has.
Know.
I'm looking
at a picture of him.
Jesse is single as the day is long. Let's be honest.
His girlfriend is pissed.
Hopefully.
Come at me, Nintendo. Let me lick the Cheetos off my fingers.
I got all the burner channels.
Burner channels. Chugs a Mountain Dew. He's like, let's do this.
He's got his bag of sour gummy worms right there. Let's
got my
go,
code
Nintendo.
Red.
Yes, that's him.
Oh, Jesse.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Hopefully he learns his lesson, though. Allegedly.
Oh, God. What else is going on with trending? People are now upset at astrologers on Tiki-Taki, who, for the most part, said that the vice president would win the election. And now everybody's going online telling off astrologers. And I just thought this was so darn cute.
You're fake.
So, thanks.
Never trust a TikTok astrologer, you guys.
Don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Right?
My girlfriend is pregnant, you guys.
What?
Did you
and
do
it's
it?
Mine.
Okay. Is it yours?
Yay.
Congrats.
It's Megan Fox announcing yesterday that she and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. Posted a photo where she's naked, cradling her little tummy tum-tum, but she's covered in some sort of strange black liquid.
Ah.
I don't know what it is. It's like she got in a fight with a squid or something, or it's chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Or
she is
tar. I don't know what it is.
She's an interesting character.
Different, right?
They both are.
I'm still kind of upset at her. She just ditched her husband and three kids for MGK.
Brian Austin Green.
That's kind of...
B-A-G.
Yeah. Kind of crappy. Yeah. Kind of crappy.
Anyway, I want to know what the black ooze is, though. And that does not seem healthy for a pregnant lady to cover herself in, like, oil.
It's
if
art.
That's what it is. Is
right?
it?
It's art.
I feel like that would seep into you and do things to your little human baby child that you probably don't want, but I don't know. What
also
do I know?
Also known as art.
What do I know? There's a story about The Rock, and there's been rumors that he urinates in bottles on movie sets. He just doesn't take breaks to go to the bathroom. He'll just pee in bottles. I guess there was an interview for GQ's Men of the Year issue, and they asked him about the whole peeing in bottles thing, and he said, yeah, that happens. And then he didn't elaborate.
I'm a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. So he's into it. He's into urinating in bottles and then leaving them laying around, and other people have to pick them up, I guess.
Oh, my God. Those can explode. He better be careful with those.
How do you know that?
Because the pressure that... urine
in the rock
I'm
probably
he's got a strong
if you've
flow.
Ever walked under a bridge with unhoused people you know bottles with pee
God.
In them can explode
that's
so
disgusting.
Hopefully The Rock disposes of those bottles
Yowza.
Appropriately yes.
I feel like he would pee right through the bottom of the bottle though just there's a hunch
just
like
goes right strong. Through
like if you were trapped in a room with a big metal door like you could just have him pee on the door
steroids make it very acidic
and you could just it's like a water chisel.
Even
you know?
My pee lifts, bruh.
Yeah. Do you even urinate, bro?
Gosh.
Katie, this one's for you. I want to know if you agree that Danny DeVito is one of the 10 sexiest bald men in the world. Speaking
oh,
of The Rock.
Who made that up?
He came in at number 6.
What?
I know.
Who else is on this list?
They used things like smile analysis, shine factor, vocal attractiveness, and the media perception to create these rankings, just so you know. Number 1, Prince William.
Okay, yeah. See, that tracks.
Power.
Number 2, The Urinator. Came
the
in.
Rock, okay.
3 was Shaq. Who's Surfer Kelly Slater? Anyone? Don't know that one. 4, yep. Terry Crews. I know okay. Terry Crews. And then Danny DeVito. Samuel L. Jackson, Stanley Tucci.
Imagine being Samuel L. and falling behind.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. And Vin Diesel came in at 10. Vin Diesel is even Family. Behind. Danny DeVito, yeah. That's
I live my life funny. A quarter mile at a
quarter
time.
Quarter mile at a time.
All right, here's the big butter story of the day. Costco had to recall almost 80,000 pounds of butter for a bizarre reason. The label didn't include a warning that the butter contains milk. The initial recall went out in October for the salted and unsalted Kirkland Signature Sweet Cream Butter.
Is that the biggest duh ever?
I'm so confused,
that
right?
Butter contains milk?
Butter
I know.
Just had milk.
Are people stupid? Well, don't answer
well,
that.
Well, Joshy boy.
It's a whole other story, Josh.
Well, answer my own question. Never mind.
What do they do with all the butter then? Do they throw the butter away?
I know. We'll take the butter, right?
Like, I'll take the
we
butter.
We can dispose yeah. of that butter.
Katie will eat a stick of butter during the show.
I'm not. There's, yeah.
Ain't no
shame. Shame in my butter game, right?
Butter. I'm a Kerrygold guy. I like the Kerrygold
do
butter.
Do you?
Yeah.
I switched to the plant-based butter, which I hear is not not even good for you, even though it says it's made with avocado oil.
It's like my favorite soundbite. Will
I
you
know.
Play it again?
Oh,
please.
I gotta, hold on.
Can you
I gotta
play
get
that
back
again?
To, I don't have it readily accessible
I don't know
is
why
the
that
problem.
Made me laugh so hard, but man, that was so good.
You like that?
Ready?
That wait for good. It.
Ready?
Aww.
Butter.
Is that Garrison?
What is that from?
South Park.
Is that South Park?
Yes,
oh
Mr.
my gosh,
Garrison.
That's so funny.
So good.
It's getting butter.
This one's for Josh. A poll is out this week. The average Gen Zer checks their phone 6 times during a TV show. Is that you, buddy?
Yo.
You
know what's
yo,
funny? You know,
yo.
Let me break this down for you. Yes, no, that's true. My best friend, we will watch a movie or something together, just hanging out. And he cannot, like, watch a movie. He just can't. He can't do it. And so he's like, I need my small screen to watch the big screen. And so you always have your phone out, and he always checks it. And I'm like, dude, just watch the movie. So yeah, I agree with that. People, story, that checks out.
The story goes on to talk about how shockingly low our attention spans are.
Yeah.
Like just, oh, you know, constantly.
Like a goldfish.
Phone.
It's awful.
It's so bad, man. And it started, I think it started really with Vine back in the day. 7-second videos. I mean, people can't even watch a full YouTube show now. I mean,
yeah, they can't.
It's insane. And I hate it. I really, really do hate it because our brains are not meant to be so information overloaded.
Yeah.
And that's all we do. It's called doom scrolling now. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
Gen Z people will just doom scroll, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's your people, bud.
I know. That's
no,
you,
I'm never
going to
get married.
That is you, bud.
We're all
like, you pick
screens
up your phone every 3 seconds.
I've actually today made a conscious effort not to do that because I've noticed it. And yeah. It's like a habit, and I don't like it. So I'm gonna work on that.
I feel sad for you, buddy.
I'm going to work on it.
It's for all of us, though. I have to say, when I watch TV or shows, I have to put the phone away. Because I will also just subconsciously pick it up and not even know I'm doing it. So I'm with you. It's addictive.
My
it's addictive
hand
to everybody.
Goes to it.
Yeah.
Like it literally will just like find its way. It's like a security blanket.
Yeah, it'll find
so I'm
its
making
way
a conscious
over
effort not to do it. Yeah.
I've seen you nuzzle it a few times. Like you rub it on your face.
I'm like, it's just right
that one time you kissed it. I mean,
I did kiss it on it. That was in front of you guys. That was embarrassing.
I was kind
of
turned on.
I miss you so much.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh. I throw a clickbait story up there every day. So if you're bored at work, you can go on there and click it and check it out. This Turkish doctor is like all the rage on social media right now. He's a plastic surgeon, and he's gone viral on the old TikTok-y because he's creating nose jobs that look like the Whoville characters. All the Who's down in Whoville.
Why?
They're these little noses with a little tiny upslope, you know, and they look like Cindy Lou Who. And it looks really good, actually. Like,
but
they're spot on.
Why do they want that?
Wait, looks
I don't know
good or looks
I,
like the character?
No,
yeah,
that
I
does
know.
Not,
two
it
different
does
things.
Not look good.
It doesn't look good,
no.
But it looks good. Like, damn, dude does a good job.
Wow.
You look like a Whoville
at
character.
At making you look bad.
At making, but, like, he's blowing up. The amount of people that want this particular nose job now
why
is just explode. Why is right, buddy, right?
I don't want it, but I want to see it.
Yeah,
where can we find it?
Well, thank you for that segue. Facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.